Off the Ball Breakfast.
It's hard to be a lover of Irish football at the moment because ultimately it goes back to the FAI. You've got to clean their act up, and I think they tried to do that.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we will hear from the Leinster and the Munster camps ahead of the opening weekend of the United Rugby Championship. We get the latest from the Women's World Cup as Canada and England book their final spots. And Newcastle Red Bulls sign a former Lion to their ranks ahead of the new Premiership season. But first today, reigning United Rugby Championship champions Leinster begin the 2025-26 season in Cape Town this coming Friday when they take on the Stormers. Ireland centre Robbie Henshaw is available for Leo Cullen's side, whilst Jordan Larmour, Will Connors and Brian Deeney may also make their returns from injury. The quartet missed the latter stages of the province's successful campaign last season, but have come through pre-season unscathed and are in line to play on Friday night. Ireland captain Caelan Doris and second row Joe McCarthy will be unavailable for the first few rounds of the league, while fullback Hugo Keenan is out for up to 3 months. Meanwhile, head coach Leo Cullen also confirmed that a short-term senior contract for prop Jerry Kerr. Jack Nienaber nailed his colours to the mast this month as he signed a contract to extend his stay with the province for another season and put to bed rumours that a return to South Africa was on the cards ahead of the 2027 World Cup. And Nienaber explained his reasons to stick around in front of the media today.
I just felt personally for me and my family and professionally, things were working for me at the moment. At that moment in time, it was working for me. So, hence the decision to continue.
Even though Leinster fell short in Europe last season, Nienaber says that the province isn't entitled to pick up trophies.
I think it's important for us to, as players and us within the club also, to make sure that we understand that we're not entitled to any trophies. So it's something that we must work hard for. But it doesn't take away that we, as determined as we were last year, as determined as we were when I joined the club after the 2023 World Cup. I mean, the determination for me in 2023-24 season, 24-25 season, and now is the same. We want to do well as much as we can. I just think it's important for us to make sure that because we're determined, we're not entitled to trophies. It's still something that we must work hard for. And I think it's important for us all to remember that. It's almost sometimes feel for me that people feel we're entitled to win trophies. We're not. We must work hard for them.
On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Alan Quinlan joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig and pondered the extension of Jack Nienaber's contract and that he's not returning to South Africa ahead of the World Cup in 2 years' time.
Double down on the coaching ticket. Were you surprised, you know, Nienaber's staying all the way through to the next World Cup, that he's not parachuting back to South Africa?
Yeah, I think a lot of people expected that possibly to happen, for him to reunite with Rassie again. He can always go back to international rugby. So, it doesn't surprise me. He's training such a high standard of player every day.
If they've been beaten in a World Cup final twice in a row, you'd feel like he's got unfinished business.
But yeah, he's won two World Cups as well. But I kind of thought that the third one was the one that Rassie and himself would go out on if they could. It's a great coup, and it's also a testament to the culture within that group that he's enjoying it and he enjoys going to work every day. If he wasn't happy there, he wouldn't obviously re-sign. He was an incredible signing and coup for Leinster. Question mark sometimes when they've lost these big games about the performance, the tactics. Look, he's proven himself. He doesn't have to prove to anyone else. But I think maybe proved to himself that he can win a European Cup with this Leinster group, because ultimately when we look back on this in years to come, Ger, if they don't deliver a European Cup with this current group, there'll be frustration, a lot of frustration left in them if they don't grab hold of one.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. Munster begin life under new head coach Clayton McMillan this Saturday when they take on the Scarlets away from home. It'll be McMillan's first game in charge of his new side after leaving the Chiefs in his native New Zealand. Munster hooker Niall Scannell says that pre-season has been demanding, but is looking forward to getting out on the grass this weekend.
Yeah, like it's been a great pre-season where, like, you know, there has been enough different to make it kind of interesting, particularly for more senior players like myself, I suppose. Just that bit of, you know, difference, that kind of new twist on it's been great. In terms of the rugby, you know, he's kind of blended really well with what we've been doing, and he's adding his own little bits all the time, but it hasn't been kind of one fell swoop of change from a rugby point of view. So we're hoping to bring that consistency in where we've been building our game the last few seasons. And, you know, hopefully we can kick it on to a new level in various aspects. But yeah, it's been a really interesting preseason. You know, it's been hard work, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a long slog, but I think, you know, they've got a great mix of the physical and the amount of rugby we got through. And, you know, we feel like we're in a really good place going into Saturday, which is all you can ask for, really.
And with Niall set to follow his brother Rory into the 200 club at the Southern Province, Scannell says it will be a special day if they can get the win.
Well, we haven't got there yet. I'm still anxiously awaiting selection here this week, so hopefully it happens. But it was great to see Rory get his just before he left at the end of last season. So I suppose getting beaten to it by your younger brother is a little frustrating, but it feels like it's been a while coming, but I'm really proud to have gotten here. Like, you kind of, I suppose, just more so than other weeks, I've probably had a bit of a look back at the kind of journey and the ups and downs of it and stuff, and particularly, you know, the early part of my career for a few years there, I thought I wouldn't get one, and then I was on two for about a year. And, you know, you just don't know how it's all going to pan out, and you just kind of keep grinding kind of blindly. And it's just great to, you know, when you reflect back that, you know, at this stage I've played so many great games from Munster, so many memories, so many friends out of it that, you know, it is nice to reflect on. But saying that, it would be made very special if we could go over to Scarlets and get a win on Saturday. My 100th cap was one to forget, so I'm eager for that not to happen again.
And after the recent Connemara criticism of the Munster recruitment policy, or lack thereof, Alan Quillen also shared his thoughts on the matter on Off the Ball Breakfast.
We had a conversation, I don't know, was it 18 months ago, when I was putting it to you that Munster needed to kick on and win something, otherwise it'll feel like they've wasted the careers of Murray and O'Mahony. It feels a little bit like Murray feels like they wasted certainly the investment that they did make in players. Were you surprised that Murray was so outspoken? And did they waste his career?
Yeah, I was surprised that he was so outspoken. More surprised in him than actually some of the stuff he said, because I said some of that stuff, didn't I? And I wasn't taken too well from within the group at the time and people working in Munster, and never specifically aimed at any one individual. I think it was more of a structural thing. I've been frustrated myself many times with the recruitment. And Munster did go out, and I think in their defence, they signed RG Snyman and Damien Diallende, top of the range, world-class players. Been some poor signings, not just in the last... In the last 15 years, I would say. My experience of overseas signings, and I've been consistent in saying this, if you're bringing in somebody from overseas, they have to be significantly better than what you have. It's difficult at times because the market is dominated with money in France, and it's kind of multi-layered. I'm surprised that he was probably so outspoken, but not about the topic or the subject itself, because I think there has been issues there, and yeah, there still is.
And ahead of the new domestic season starting this weekend, do not miss a single second of our rugby coverage. Why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. England international Meg Jones has been nominated for the Women's World Player of the Year. The fly half's on a three-person shortlist alongside Canada's Sophie De Good and New Zealand's Georgia Miller. Jones could become the third English player in a row to scoop the award after Ellie Kildon and Marley Packer. England's Ellie Kildon says they learned from their mistakes to reach the final of the Women's World Cup with victory against France. The Red Roses secured a 35-17 win, but first half errors kept their opponents in the game. Kildon says that she enjoyed the challenge.
I really enjoyed that game. People had smiles on the face, and there wasn't one moment that I wasn't confident and I didn't have faith in the team. But yeah, I love rugby. I love this game. It's incredible.
Friday night saw Canada book their place in the Twickenham final after they defeated New Zealand 34-19 in Bristol. Newcastle Red Bulls have signed Wales fullback Liam Williams on a one-year contract. The 34-year-old had been without a club since leaving Saracens at the end of last season and had a spell training with his former club Cardiff. He has not played a competitive match since suffering a knee injury in Wales' defeat by France in their Six Nations opener on the 31st of January. Williams is the 14th player signed by Newcastle since the energy drinks company Red Bull became involved with the club. They begin their league campaign on Friday with a home match against the Saracens. Williams has featured in 5 tests for the British and Irish Lions and made 93 appearances for his country, and he remains hopeful of reaching his century of test caps. Matt Sherrett is leaving Cardiff to join Steve Tandy's backroom staff as Wales attack coach on a full-time basis. Sherrett took over as Wales caretaker head coach for the 3 games in the 2025 Six Nations following the departure of Warren Gatland. The 47-year-old was kept in interim charge for the summer tour of Japan, which saw Wales finally end their record run of 18 consecutive defeats. He leaves the Arms Park just 6 days before Cardiff kick off their URC season against the Lions on Saturday. Cardiff will head into the new season with assistance Cornel Van Zyl, Johnny Goodridge, Scott Andrews and Gethin Jenkins in charge, and have begun a review process to find Sherrett's long-term successor. And finally today, former England rugby international Tom Voyce was nearly 3 times over the drink drive limit when his 4x4 was washed into a river during Storm Dara, an inquest has heard. The 43-year-old died while trying to cross the River Allen in Northumberland in his Toyota Hilux in December. Coroner Andrew Hetherington ruled the death to be accidental and found that Mr. Voyce had not taken his usual route home in the prevailing conditions that night. He said flooding would have given the illusion that the road was flat, when in reality the ford he was trying to cross dropped 6 feet. The rugby player from Truro in Cornwall won 9 caps for England and made 220 premiership appearances. He played for Wasps, Bath and Gloucester before retiring from the sport in 2013. Former teammates expressed their shock and sadness when he went missing, including messages from World Cup winners Matt Dawson and Lawrence Dallaglio. And that is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and Cameron Hill will have more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.